SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Iran has attacked a ship in the Strait of Hormuz. President Trump extends the ceasefire.
U.S. President Donald Trump has unilaterally extended a ceasefire in the Iran war, but that doesn't mean that the shooting stopped. In fact, this morning we saw Iranian Revolutionary Guard forces open fire on a container ship in the Strait of Hormuz. Now, no one was hurt in that attack, but it apparently did severe damage to the bridge of that container ship.
Meanwhile, Iran says it has now attacked three vessels and seized two of them. That's correspondent John Gambrell. Now, Pakistan had been planning to host a second round of talks, but the White House suspended Vice President J.D. Vance's planned trip to Islamabad, even as Iran rebuffed the efforts to restart negotiations.
Security measures for the potential arrivals of two important delegations are still in place here in Islamabad, a sign of optimism that the Pakistani capital could still hold a second round of negotiations between the United States and Iran. Pakistan, as the mediator between the two, is not showing its disappointment just yet and will point to one diplomatic success. That's the extended ceasefire announced by U.S. President Donald Trump, and it's an indefinite one, too. There was no end date mentioned in his social media post.
That is correspondent Philip Crowther reporting from Islamabad. President Trump took part in a marathon Bible reading event last night in the nation's capital.
Thus Solomon finished the house of the Lord and the king's house, and all that came into Solomon's heart to make in the house of the Lord. And in his own house, he...
The president joined other Christians in reading a passage of Scripture during the event live stream from the Museum of the Bible in Washington, D.C. Despite ongoing questions about the Strait of Hormuz and the war between the U.S. and Iran, investors optimistic today on Wall Street, now up 268 points. This is SRN News. A new accusation being leveled against Vermont school officials. Michael Harrington has more details.
A study by the parents' rights group Defending Education says that about 200 public schools still have policies barring moms and dads from being told if their child is living as the opposite sex in class. Defending Education argues this is a clear violation of federal law. It adds that a number of these same Vermont schools allow boys to use girls' bathrooms and locker rooms and compete on girls' sports teams. About 52,000 students attend those schools. Michael Harrington reporting.
A Pennsylvania court has struck down a decades-old law banning the use of state Medicaid funds to cover abortion. That ruling by a divided seven-judge panel of the appellate-level Commonwealth Court is a victory for Planned Parenthood, that organization, and other abortion clinic operators first sued Pennsylvania over its Medicaid funding restrictions back in 2019. This is SRN News. The Pentagon has new rules when it comes to flu shots.
Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth cited medical autonomy and religious freedom for no longer requiring flu shots. Vaccination programs in the U.S. military date back to the American Revolution. Hegseth says service members are free to get the flu vaccine, but will not be forced to because, in his words, your body, your faith, and your convictions are not negotiable. But they became a contentious political issue during the pandemic when more than 8,000 troops were forced out of the military for refusing to obey a 2021 mandate for the COVID-19 vaccine. The Pentagon dropped the mandate in 2023. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Georgia's Democrat Congressman David Scott has died at the age of 80. Scott was the first black chairman of the House Agriculture Committee and was seeking his 13th term in Congress despite challenges from within his own party. Scott was a Democrat's ranking member on the Agriculture Committee. More of these stories at srnnews.com.